Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. It is...
39?
No.
40?
40.
40. We made it this far, David.
40. Yeah. We're catching up on my age now. Long enough we were catching up on your age.
There you go. You're only a young fella yet. You wish.
Who would have thunk that when we started back in March of last year that
thunk,
we would have got...
That's not a word.
No, it's not. I made it up. That we would have got to 40 episodes.
I'm like a teacher across the table.
Without killing each other.
I know. It was close a few times now.
There was a bit of trouble every now and then. Welcome to our podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for choosing to listen. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for telling everybody about it. And as you know, if you're regular to this, we talk about food and then we talk about...
all sorts of crazy things.
Anything at all. How's your week been? Tell me about your week.
My week? It was a busy week.
It is because...
It flew, actually.
We were back in middle of January.
Yeah.
Kids are back in school.
Kids are back in school. I did a load of... tell me your kids are back at school without telling me. Like the boot of the car full of bags of shoes and clothes and jackets that are just too small for them. And I have to get them out of the house.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, don't get rid of that.
Get rid of that. They're very sentimental.
Yeah. So, yeah, we did a great clear out. I came home. I dropped them to school, came home and got the bags out. And I had to get them into the car and gone before they came home. So it was great. It's like a clear out.
I heard a mention at the table one morning in our house. There's a skip coming.
Oh, the skips. Can't beat the skips.
There's a lot of stuff to go in the skip. And a lot of it has to be done when people aren't looking.
Yeah.
Because they get very sentimental about the smallest little piece of rubbish.
Yeah. And you put it all in the bottom of the bag and then you put like a load of pillowcases in on top so they don't see it. They always find it. My husband is the worst. Why you dumping that? No.
Yeah.
So there's a whole pile in the garage of stuff that has to be fixed.
Actually, there's one store in town talking about things that we have that we... probably don't need, but we hold on to. There's is your photographs on your phone.
Yeah.
Right? So there's one particular store which is doing half price on printing off your photographs at the minute.
Okay.
So what you can do is go in and just, because I don't know. Well, you have about 500 million thousand.
I know.
And I have about a thousand. But these are kind of little things, steps in your life that when your phone goes.
That's it.
The photograph's gone.
So then you keep the phone and you keep the computers and they don't work, but you're keeping them
and
going.
You never look at it.
At least if I die. They can get that and go, remember that day.
But that's when you actually print out your photographs and you look back at them and you do it in an album and you look back and you go, oh my God.
Yeah.
We were looking at ones, you know, recently when the kids were, 6 and 3.
So when the memories come up, this day 5 years ago and you're like, oh my gosh, time is flying.
And what else happened this week?
I got my eyebrows done, I got my hair done.
You did?
Yeah. That's it. You put me on the spot there. I don't know, what did I do this week? I made tomato soup, actually.
Let's start with food.
Start with food. Just try and keep this in the correct...
order.
Order, that was the word I was looking for. So I put a poll up to see what people wanted to see, and loads of people asked to make tomato soup.
Yeah.
So I made it from scratch, and it was so delicious.
So look, I don't think... I have had soup that's been made from scratch, but not tomato food.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
So you're getting your tomatoes and you're getting your carrot and your celery and your onion and your garlic and you're chopping them all up and you're popping them into your pan, soften them up, fresh herbs, stock, a little bit of flour to thicken it, just leave it there to reduce down and then blitz it.
Are you de-seeding the tomatoes?
Or
I didn't know.
Okay. I suppose you could if you wanted to.
What kind of a tomato are you using?
Fuck kind. I was like, oh my God, what's he going to say next?
Oh, we're 5 minutes in and we're cursing. Great.
It's rubbing off on David.
No, what kind of tomatoes are you using?
I use the cherry ones.
Oh.
The little ones because
they're
really
bursting with flavour.
Yeah, so good.
Sweetness.
So what I did was, I got tiny pasta.
Tiny pasta.
Tiny pasta. Put that on. And I put that into the soup.
Yeah.
And I made homemade croutons as well, which are really easy to make.
Okay, so you've gone too fast at me now. So we have tomatoes.
So you have your tomatoes. So you've got your tomatoes, your onion. Well, first off, you do your carrots, your celery and your onion and your garlic. Let them soften because obviously the tomatoes are going to take less time.
Okay.
Then put your tomatoes in, leave them for 10 minutes.
How many tomatoes?
Oh God, I don't know, like 2 packets of the vines.
Right.
And then once they've softened, add in your flour just to thicken it and then whisk in your stock and leave it alone and then blitz it.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you're serving it up, you have your soup and then your croutons and your pasta's in the soup and loads of parmesan on top.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh basil. Basil went in there. Basil, thyme, parsley. So tasty. But you could actually use that as a sauce with chicken.
Over pasta.
Or with pork. Yeah. Brilliant one. It's a base. It's your. It's basically your tomato base sauce.
Sauce.
But it's just more liquefied, or not liquefied. It's runnier. What's the word?
Yeah, liquefied. Liquefied. You do me.
Yeah. It's more liquidy.
Liquidy.
You don't put as much stock in if you want to have it as a thicker sauce.
Okay.
So I made that this week, and that was delicious. I also made lots of lovely sandwiches. I'm working with a company here in Castlebar, the Bredsky brothers, three brothers. They make gorgeous sourdough, so I made lovely garlic bread and a gorgeous brunch on their sourdough. But they're bringing a new product out. Gorgeous slice pan, really, really good. Like, I normally cut the crusts off, but the crusts aren't thick,
right.
It's like the bread, it's bread consistency the whole way around.
Okay,
so gonna be making really nice things. I made like a triple BLT, you know, where you've got three slices of bread.
Okay, yeah. What's going into a BLT in
bacon,
Sarah Butler's life?
Lettuce, tomato, and then I put cheese in as well and toast the bread. So, lots of sandwich ideas coming up. And I didn't do a meal plan this week. I did one 2 weeks ago and that went down brilliant. So I'm going to do one next
week. We've had a bit of reaction from listeners who were talking about the meal plan. And you know, this time of the year, we you cannot undersell the meal plan for people to make your life just that little bit easier.
Well, especially now that we're all free and the restrictions are lifted.
I don't know what to do.
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, this isn't helping my midlife crisis. We'll come back to that.
So it's more important than ever to meal plan and make your plan. We've talked about this and it's all on my page and it's all in my book also.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The book is still available, is it?
Yeah, the book is flying out the door. It's still available on my website, sarahbutleratholme.com. It's all about the meal plan and I'm going to do another one tomorrow for the week ahead.
Okay.
And anyone who followed that loved it. And
again, this is all free.
It's all free.
All they do is click on your Instagram.
That's it.
There's nothing else to do. It's all available there.
You don't have to subscribe or pay. It's all there.
Brilliant.
So yeah, if you want to save time, money and stress, do yourself a meal plan.
When we come to slow cooking.
Yeah. This is kind of just me personally.
Right.
Somebody messaged me during the week and said, I don't want to dirty a pan. Can I just put like the chicken and the veg and everything? Let's just say you're making a chicken curry. And put the whole lot into the slow cooker and turn it on.
Mm.
Well, it just grosses me out. Okay. I really think you need to seal the meat and soften the veg first to release the flavours and then put it into your slow cooker. I just think it looks gross, but that's just me personally.
Okay.
It's a bit like boiled chicken. Cannot cope. This, like, people who go on a health kick and they boil a load of chicken breasts and they put them in the fridge and they're just disgusting looking.
Have you ever boiled a chicken?
No, it's gross.
So I presume boiling chicken is you're putting chicken into hot water.
You're just putting, like, chicken into hot water.
Ugh.
Ugh. So what I did during the week, I had some chicken breasts and I put it up on my page. So I cut them in half because, you know, sometimes chicken breasts can be kind of fat and you're like, ooh. So slice them in half so they're really thin. They're going to cook fast. And then I just added some olive oil, some fresh thyme, fresh herbs, if you can at all. It really makes a difference.
Again, if you're worried about getting the fresh herbs,
yeah.
The tip is buy the fresh herbs and freeze them.
Chop them up and freeze them. So I added olive oil, thyme, salt and pepper, a little garlic into your hot pan. Get them nice and brown. Squeeze a lemon. Lemon is always good with chicken. And there you go. Isn't that so much nicer than a boiled chicken breast?
And
add
can,
that to pasta, whatever you want.
You can, I was going to say,
have
you
it
can
in sandwiches.
It. You're running ahead of me.
Sorry.
I'm coming up with ideas.
I've had my first coffee all week. I'm really feeling it.
There is certain countries who do a lot more boiled chicken. And maybe is it healthier?
Well, I can't imagine. How can you boil your chicken breast as opposed to a little olive oil. And I mean, you can use coconut oil or rapeseed oil, all these different types of oils. Like, there's no calories in salt and pepper and thyme and lemon or garlic.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to throw a dash of wine in, you could. That might be a game changer.
Yeah, a little
in
bit
the calorie content, but it burns off. But yeah, somebody messaged me that and I was like, no, personally, I don't peg everything into the slow cooker and just let it congeal and cook away. Then your chicken isn't browned and your veg is like the same colour it was when it went in.
Gotta seal it. You gotta seal your meat, lads. You gotta seal your meat.
You have to. You know, it's like sometimes I get asked questions like, I want really quick dinner, but I don't want to have to spend any more than 10 minutes. You know, it's like, okay, come on.
But they're all possible if you're prepared.
If you're prepared. It's like I say to people, if you've got 10 minutes at night, you're doing a stir fry the next day, chuck it up. That's my new microwavey. Chuck it up. Chop up your chicken and your veg, tin foil or cling film into your fridge. And then when you come home the next evening, just peg it into your pan.
If you watch the likes of Jamie Oliver and he has his 15-minute meals, there's preparation for the 15 minutes.
That's what takes the longest part is the prep of the veg and the meat and the cleanup.
Yeah.
Somebody else asked me, a lot of people were saying they struggle with the cleanup. So what I do is I fill the sink with hot soapy water.
And let Dermot do it.
He only does it when there's people over. And also empty your dishwasher so that's empty. Yeah. There's nothing worse than finishing dinner and then you go to clean up and the dishwasher has to be. And then you've no space to put anything. So empty your dishwasher, hot soapy sink.
Have you given the job of emptying the dishwasher to the little ones yet?
Yeah, Grace is great.
Yeah, they're just, that's their job.
That's their job.
Dishwashers, there's nothing worse than, say, dinner and you look and you say, that's full of dishes.
Yeah.
I'm going to smash them.
Unfortunately, there's no magic way around it. Just try and be a little bit prepared.
When we were younger, so I have four siblings, me and four siblings, but there's three of us that are fairly close in age. So when it was just before dishwashers. So one washed.
Back in the 90s.
One dried, one put away.
Okay, yeah.
I always ended up drying.
And then the towel will get wet and you're getting the dryancy.
Yeah, that's another new word you've made up.
Sarah's new dictionary.
Yeah, today is an education of new words.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the job. And putting away seemed to be the easiest job. Washing was a bit of a pain
or
as well.
Or when they put them away and they put them in absolutely the wrong places. You're like, the saucepan doesn't go in where the cups are, kids.
Have you your favourite cup at home? Have you? If you go for a cup of tea.
I don't like a big wide cup. I like the kind of thin.
Yes.
Thin ones that
so
hold the heat.
Yeah. We discovered last week you like the thin ones. So 10
no.
cups.
Only in cups.
and short and fat for everything else.
Yeah.
Thin for cups. But it's so for the mug, it's a thin mug, but it's a fairly tall mug.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes
keeps
the nicest tea. Yeah, it
or
really
a flask
does.
Is great. A flask is great because sometimes you never get to sit down and finish the tea. So you could be an hour trying to finish that cup of tea. So if you put it in a flask.
It remains hot. I talked about your bed tea on the radio during the week.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did. Somebody said they were listening to me having a cup of tea in bed. And I straight away went into the roundabout. Have you heard of bed tea?
I think I might have made that up too, that term, bed tea.
I think you certainly did. For reference on bed tea, listen to last week's episode. You'll find out all about it. What else have we got this week, food-wise? We talk about food planning, food meals, all that, meal planning, all that kind of stuff. I think it's essential when you're going shopping that you have that in place before you go shopping.
Oh yeah, you have to write down your list of 7 dinners and try and, like, as we always say, double up so you save yourself a meal or, you know, batch cook something and then eat before you go shopping. Make your list and put your shopping away nice.
Yeah, we did everything wrong yesterday evening. We went on the last minute spur, did our weekly shop yesterday evening, went before we had eaten our dinner, went without a plan of what we were going to eat over the next few days.
Crap.
So I ended up spending €240.
Yeah, it's mad.
And you're going home thinking, where did I spend €240?
Yeah. It's not always easy to kind of sit down and make these plans.
Yeah, we were in the aisle looking at each other going, so that's Saturday, that's Sunday, and we have Monday there. And we should really make it up as we go along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's always going to be a waffles and fish fingers day. That'll do.
Yeah. But, can't beat it. The sausages, mash and beans.
Oh, lovely.
Love it.
If you have a meal plan and you go shopping and you do it when your belly's full, you'll just do a better shop.
Yeah. And you're not in a rush. And write your 7 dinners on a piece of paper and stick them up where you'll see them. Because come Wednesday, you're like, oh, what was I cooking again? That's a big problem. People fall off the wagon Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
And they'll go and buy crap or takeaways. But if you have it up on the door, you're going, okay, no, it's chicken curry tonight and everything is in the fridge. So.
Is there ever a situation in the perfect Sarah Butler family life that
perfect.
You would have the same dinner 2 days in a row?
Yeah. Funny, actually. Somebody said to me when I was saying, you know, make a big shepherd's pie and you'll have it for lunch the next day. So if we have it for lunch the next day, we'd have a small tea because that's your big dinner. But a couple of people were like, but I don't want to eat the same thing 2 days in a row. And it's like, we're tough.
Yeah.
Tough. You can also eat it the day after that. Like, it'll keep for 2 days.
Yeah.
But it never lasts in our house.
After we recorded last week's podcast, I went home and she, who must be obeyed, had made a vegetarian lasagna.
Okay.
And obviously she must have thought that we were feeding 1,000 people because there was only a quarter of it gone and the rest of it's all been boxed up and put into the freezer.
Oh yeah, I'd need meat now. I'm awful bad.
I was afterwards, because I would be like, are we really having a vegetarian one? But it was filled with... lots of mushrooms and mushrooms and vegetables and there's loads of stuff in there and you didn't actually miss the meat too much. It still had the flavour and the sweetness of a lasagna, and I washed it down with some chips.
Oh, very good.
It was very good.
Can't beat it.
All the little tips are available on Sarah's Instagram page. You go to Sarah Butler at Home Official, you get all that plus your meal plan as well, and a brand new meal plan, and it's all free of charge.
Yeah, free of charge. Charge. All you have to do is buy my book.
Look, for a free podcast and free meal plans, you can go out and buy the book.
It's
still available. Go right, shall we go to other business? Oh yeah, I wanted, before I finish talking about shopping, it's great. I like people watching when I'm shopping, and it's very handy when you're hidden behind your mask. You can watch away and you can see. Do you ever get that situation where you keep meeting the same people in the same aisle?
It's so annoying.
And you can't but help look into their basket.
I know, yeah. I know.
Really, you haven't that, yeah. More of that, yeah. And then you're kind of, when you look at your own basket, you go, no, I shouldn't be throwing stones at my own glass house because ours wasn't great either. But you can just notice there was a woman there last night and she had three kids with her.
Yeah.
And one of the kids was very enthusiastic about helping. The other two were walking just behind with tears in their eyes. I noticed people were in kind of leisure wear, some people in night wear. Some people had just come out of work. Some people had fat ankles.
Oh, God. So what you're going to say they had fat?
It's amazing the things you'll notice as you're walking around.
And I would, somebody with fat ankles?
Of all the problems I have, I don't think I have fat ankles.
Well, that's called cankles, isn't it? That's where your calf runs into your ankle. And I don't know if there's an exercise you can do to stop that.
They look totally normal. And then their ankles are fat.
That's mad. What happens there? How does that happen? Is it a hereditary thing?
I don't
genetic?
Know. Are you retaining fluid?
I don't know.
Or as Billy Condy says, retaining chips.
Yeah, retaining chips.
But yeah, I just noticed.
The thing with the shop, as you go, it's all healthy and your veg and all healthy. But then as you get to the end of the shop, it's like the wine and the chocolate and the crisps. Yeah. So when you get to the checkout, it looks really unhealthy because all the crap is on top. I was in a shop this week. Ran in to get a few bits and I went to self-service, which just stresses me out because I always break it, but I didn't this time, so I was getting through. And there was four self-service things, right? There was a lady beside me, I was at my one, there was two more to my right. Oh my God, I don't know what we're going to do when the masks go, because I'm going to be going around going, for God's sake, and they'll see my mouth. This one was right up beside me as I was emptying my stuff into my bag. Right beside, I actually turned and looked at her going, like, do you want something? And she was there with her basket. She started loading her basket onto the thing. I was like, oh my God.
I know.
Am I rushing you there?
Yes.
I was like, no, you're fine. As I was trying to grab it. And of course, there's never enough room in the bag because Sarah buys way too much.
Yeah.
It doesn't come in with enough bags. I just left shaking my head going, oh my God, what is wrong with people?
It's the most stressful thing. It's like a bush tucker trial. That last bit. It's just, yesterday, like normally I'd wear my hat or whatever. If I wear my hat, I'd just come out covered in sweat because of the panic of trying to get everything. And there's people behind you and it's just, oh God.
And then when you break the self thing and there's people waiting to go to it and you're waiting for the lady to come and do what she has to do. Oh.
Yeah, we were saying we have to go back to the click and collect.
Yeah, the click and collect.
Click and collect, there's no stress. It's all right. It just works. We'll have to go back to that. Right, there are our food bits and pieces for this week. How's the training going?
Good, good, very good. I'm pleasantly surprised with seeing our calf in the middle of the road next week. I'm pleasantly surprised with myself. I did my app. I have to download the app because I'll take off running and I'll get competitive and then I'll injure myself.
Yeah.
So it tells you warm up. Okay, start running. Okay, stop running and gradually increases your runs. So I did my three runs. I took my rest day the next day. And I'm very, very delighted with myself.
Yeah.
I've already jumped, like, I'm like, that was too easy. So I've gone from week one to week three. So that's tomorrow is week three. But yeah, and I went to a guy actually a couple of years ago when I had my flat feet, fallen arches things, and that caused me my knee injury. And I got my insoles that fix that you need to get.
Oh, I've already put in the order.
Oh, good.
For my Lobrello. I said, what do you want for your Lobrello insoles?
You need to get them. But he has a running school.
Oh.
Martin McIntyre, he's in Caspar. So he teaches you how to run correctly. So you go up on a treadmill and you run. This was, remember when I was like mad running, like speed. I love speed. I love running really fast. So he put me up on a treadmill and he records you and he sees what you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
So he teaches you how to run and to lift your legs right up and throw your leg out. So that kind of came back. It's mad how things come back. And it really does help.
It does, because I don't run right. And when I went for a bit of physio last year, he said to me, just run up and down there. Oh.
Maybe the swimming is a better option. Stick to the bike.
That's why you're doing all the damage to yourself.
It does, like, and that's what he said. He said, that's why, and the way you hold your arms. Now, I'm not claiming to be an expert here, but it did come back. I was like, you know, you're better to run shorter distances right than just kill yourself.
But in the days we used to run together, the one thing I would notice about you is you were running right.
Okay.
So your stride cadence compared to, like, mine was a shorter one.
You used to do less. What was it from?
Way more steps.
You do more steps. When you're running.
When you're running. There's a great freedom to running, isn't there?
I love it.
Hmm.
But it's to try and pace yourself.
Yeah.
And then she's in the thing going, don't run too fast. It's like, is she watching me? Does she know my speed? But yeah, it's going good. So I'm going to keep it up. And you know, I've already noticed the belly.
Gone.
It's going.
Disappearing.
It's mental.
How come my belly doesn't disappear? Like, I'm running all the time and it's nothing disappears. Only my knees.
Because you're old, David. Yeah, you're old. I'm still young.
running now for me these days, because last year I was doing stupid stuff. This
you
year,
went mental. You I've were like gone these mad. People that go Plymouth
yeah,
Mountains.
I've gone mental altogether. But this year, so I'm going to do less of it and less mileage. So yeah. I'll try and do two runs a week. One will be a little bit longer and one will be a 5K. And what I'll try and do is stretch afterwards, stretch it all out.
It's the stretching afterwards. You're mortified up the lake, stretching. And you're trying to stretch where people, your arse isn't sticking out where people can see it.
The other thing is that what I'll do these days is I'll stop.
Yeah.
I was so determined before. Yeah. Cannot stop. Must go.
Yeah.
These days, I'll get halfway through my run and I'll say, I might just stop now for a minute and just look
it's
down.
It's a mental battle run. It really is.
But
you do feel great after it.
You do. And you know what I find? You start searching to do is to find good surfaces to run on.
We were talking about that.
Yeah.
It's so funny. David was like, do you know where's a great footpath? I was like, oh my God, we're actually talking about the best footpaths in town to run on. There's nothing worse than running on an uneven one. You're like, whoa.
I could go over on my ankle here. Yeah. No, so there are some really good new footpaths around Castlebar. And when you, it's amazing because when you get to them, you're like, oh,
so
I can
easier.
Run.
Yeah.
There's new footpaths and they're just fabulous. I come home going, that was a lovely footpath.
That was a lovely footpath.
I enjoyed that footpath now.
See that footpath there? That's a nice footpath.
They need to fix the other footpath because that footpath's a disaster.
Imagine if you were just randomly walking around and you came on a nice footpath and went, I'm going running. And you go, oh, take off running. Oh, that's the running footpath. Anyone listening who doesn't run would be like, oh my God, what are they on about?
No, it's great freedom. And for me, for my mental health, it's essential. I have to do it. I always say when you get a little bit of a boost, when you're in the shower afterwards, you'd say, oh, I'm going to have a pizza now, or I'm going to have this now, or I'm going to have that
I'm going to have that bottle of wine. Well, I just find I have to run in the morning and then my day is a little bit better eating-wise. Whereas if I don't, I'm bold. I'm so bold.
I know. There's a boldness in you, all right. Anyway.
So yeah, we'll keep it up.
Dear listener, tell us about your footpaths. Have you got any good areas where there's good footpaths where we could run and not damage ourselves? Training's going well anyway, so we'll see how we go. We might do the marathon in October.
No, we're not doing that now. We're not going down that road.
No, I've always said if I could get to 10, I would be happy. And then I went beyond 10.
Yeah,
and then I said,
happy.
No. And then I came back to 10. And now when I get to 10, I'm very chuffed with myself.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, it's great.
A smiley
it's a great
head.
Achievement.
It is. What else have we got for you?
I don't know. You have the book. You have everything there. I came with nothing, only tomato soup and sandwiches.
You and coffee.
As normal. And coffee
and snack bars, yeah. This week, we both had instances where our children are being enrolled into secondary school.
Yeah.
So, you've done this, I think, last week. We had to do it this week, where we go to the school, do an open
online.
Night. An online, virtual open night. You get to see what's going on in the schools, what subjects they'll be doing, blah, 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 blah. And I sat through one of them this week, and I just thought to myself afterwards, school has changed. It has changed.
But do you know what?
An awful lot.
Probably hasn't. They have to make them videos look good. They're hardly going to come on and say, you know, we're not going to show you the shitty room or the shitty lockers or the gangs of bitches that are going to probably bully you. They're going to come on and make it look all good. But do you know they should have waited a week because kids could have gone in and had, what's it called, an induction day?
Yeah, proper look around. Yeah, yeah. But there's just the care for the student. I mean, they talk these days about student care and guidance. And like when I went to secondary school, it was sink or swim.
Yeah.
Just get in there. Try and not stick out too much.
And if a teacher didn't like you, no matter how hard you tried, that was it. Forget about it.
Forget about it. But they've got support teachers. They've got people who are watching everything. And they've even got introduction weeks. So the students get to know each other. I just think school has changed a lot. Probably for the better.
Well, I just hope now they do well enough that they get a good job and they can look after us when we're very old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which apparently is not that far away
not
from
for
me.
You anyways, yeah.
Anyway, school has changed. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, I hated it. I couldn't watch it. Dermot was in watching it with Grace and I was like, oh God, I can't. You can nearly smell the corridors and the, oh.
Did you not like school then?
I hated it.
Yeah.
I loved college, but I hated school. I remember actually, and I was saying this to Dermot, it's funny the things you remember. The day I collected my Leaving Cert results, the most intelligent and talented girl in our year, who was just one of these brilliant at everything, lovely girl, she went in to collect hers ahead of me. And you had to go into the library and the principal was there and the vice principal and all the teachers. So she went in ahead of me and it was like, oh, I think she got like 1,000 points.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was falling all over and was so delighted for her and short now of having champagne. And then Sarah,
and you can buy.
Sarah rocks in and the principal just handed it to me. I was like, that's shocking.
Didn't say anything.
No, it was like, nothing.
I knew I didn't do great when I got home, and my parents said, oh, well, you did the best you could do. And I was like, actually, you know what? I knew I could have done way better.
We all could have done way better, but hindsight's a great thing.
But you know what? You'll find your way.
Yeah, as long as you've put a cap on, you'll be grand.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be sound, but there's no doubt about it. School has changed. By the way, if you're a regular listener to our podcast, you will know that while we talk, Sarah doodles. What have you doodled today?
A spider web.
You did doodle and a star.
And a star.
Okay.
There's obviously... Oh no, have you found something now? What does that mean? She's mental.
No. No. I found this thing the last day about people who doodle.
Very creative.
No. If you're listening to something boring, doodling while you listen will improve your recall by 30%.
What's recall?
Remembering
what they're said.
Yeah. So I must be really boring.
No, I'm not. I always doodled. My copybooks in school were always doodles.
Well, you must have been. You were bored in school.
I was bored.
Some week after we finished this podcast, I'm going to set a little exam for you.
Okay.
I'm going to say, how much do you remember?
What did I say in episode number 35?
What soup did you talk about today?
I have a question for you.
Go for it.
Okay, there's a term. Shite, I won't remember it now. Ugh, I was listening to a podcast during the week. I listen to my podcast when I'm running. And I find them actually better than music.
Yeah.
Because music can pump you up and then, you know, then you get...
You can't keep
or then
pace.
If you have an annoying song, you're like, I'm trying to run and take your phone out of your pocket and change the song. What's something state? Oh, that's so annoying. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it. It's a state of mind that you get into when you're doing something that you really enjoy and you love and it comes really natural to you. And you just get into this state of... Like for me, it will be cooking and you're in your zone and you're doing it and time just passes. What will be your, there's a name on it, something state. Anyways, something state, we'll call it that. What's your something state?
My something state.
When you're in a zone and you're really enjoying it and you're engrossed in it and time just goes by.
I don't know.
Eating? No. Sleeping?
No,
taking your clothes off when you're asleep?
Oh my God.
Are you still doing that?
I woke up this morning.
Oh my God, David. That's really bad.
It's got way worse.
How can it get worse?
Like one leg out. So like normally it's just taking them down, but they don't take them off.
Oh, they're around your ankles?
They were on my knees. This morning, one off. I'm one step away from doing the nudie run.
You're going to be found. You're going to have to start locking the doors from the outside.
What is going on though? I know what's going on. It's midlife crisis. You accused me last week, but you're completely right.
What?
I am going right in the middle, centre, 100%, eye of the storm, midlife crisis.
Oh my God. Okay, so we're looking for maybe a 25-year-old presenter who's available for a podcast.
For me?
For me.
Oh, no, it's me that's having the midlife crisis,
yeah,
not
so
you.
I need a new presenter that doesn't take his clothes off when he goes to sleep. Like, what if you start doing it in here? What if you come
I was
in here
just
someday
about to say,
and you just forgot?
I haven't taken them
and
off
you're
in here.
You're Donald Ducking it.
Yet. Winnie the Pooh. Somebody else said it was like Winnie the Pooh as well. So what do I do, though? For a man like me who has a midlife crisis, what do I do?
I don't know. Maybe, like... I wonder if you put a belt on. Can you get underpants with belt loops?
Oh, you're just focusing on the fact that I keep taking my clothes off. Is that my midlife crisis that I take my clothes off?
Well, what are you asking me? What do you
so
do?
So I'm saying solve my midlife crisis. What? Make it better. Tell me something that's going to make it stop.
I've got a really tight pair of jeggings. They're like leather on one side and they're cloth on the other.
Oh, yeah.
You have to literally star jump around the room to get them on. So if you wore them to bed...
Oh, okay, so you're still talking about me taking my
all
clothes
right.
off.
Well, what do you
what
do?
I'm asking is solve my midlife crisis. Tell me it's going to get better. Tell me that
I
don't
not.
Have to buy a speed car. Tell me I don't need to be doing all these things. Tell me that David, you should be happy exactly the way you are.
Sure,
don't change.
Telling you that isn't going to stop. Well, I'm not God.
But somebody's going to have to tell me.
I don't know. I know what I wouldn't be telling you. How to solve it. I'd be solving it awful fast.
Well, is that the kick in the hole?
Kick in the hole. Kick in the hole sorts so much stuff out.
I think, it's definitely midlife crisis. Because I feel like I only left school 2 weeks ago.
Sure, we all feel like we're young ones.
And then every now and then, I found... you're going to start giving out to me and looking at me, and I know you are.
Oh,
but I found loads of grey hairs at the front of my head this morning, right? So the fringe.
Is that why you got your hair cut?
No, I said keep the grey down. No, I'm not worried because I keep threatening Jane that... Well, I say, what's that stuff that men put in to colour their hair?
Yeah.
Can you imagine me coming home?
Stop.
My hair just suddenly very black.
Not good.
And she keeps reminding me, you are the age, like, you know, most of your friends have been grey for the last 10 years. You're doing all right.
Yeah, you're all right. Just keep getting it cut nice and tight.
You haven't helped me, though, at one little bit.
I'm the wrong person to look for emotional support advice.
All you need to do is just tell me it's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right, David. Now, does that make any difference?
Yeah, I feel...
My biro's not working now, so now I'm just drawing, like, indents.
I feel better. Yeah.
Now, you'll be grand. You'll be fine.
Midlife crisis. Any listeners can help me out with my midlife crisis.
Yeah, if any listeners can help, that'd be fab.
And if you...
Send them in some cards.
If you meet me and if you just say, you know what you should do? This is what you should do. I think what I need is a kind of a blowout.
A blowout?
Yeah.
Well, we're allowed to go for a blowout now. Let's go mad.
I think I probably need a good night out and a dirty hangover.
Go kick in the hole and you'll be sorted.
I got, after I put this up on my social media during this week. See, they're my two fingers I'm giving to you.
Yeah.
My social media.
Oh, off with you.
I've had an alarm clock for years that's been doing a very important job.
Yeah. Waking them up at 2 o'clock in the morning for the past 35 years.
And it reminds me, put your clothes back on. And that went kaput on Monday.
Kaput?
Did. Oh. Right? So a switch broke in it. And I said, I can fix this.
Oh, no.
So now it's in complete shite. No, right? So it's gone in the bin. It's gone in the bin.
Oh, no.
So I had to go for a new alarm clock. And after 20 years, your alarm clock, I realised, is very important to you. Because the new one I got is too bright.
Okay.
The numbers are too big.
Oh, my God.
The beep is different. To turn off the snooze is different. We're not having a good relationship. Now, I know it'll get better.
It'll get there.
She's a younger model.
She's a young... That's the problem with younger models. They're hard work. They're high maintenance.
Yeah.
They're never the same.
But it's ended up this week of me... I've been waking up before it because I have the fear.
You don't trust it. There's no trust there with your
no
alarm
trust
clock.
With my alarm clock at the minute.
You'll have to build some trust there.
Yeah, my new alarm clock. Right, we move on. Little things that annoy you in your life.
There's a lot. How much time have you got?
We've plenty of time. Because this was happening during the week, I was thinking, so I went into the bathroom and the toilet roll, the toilet roll's on the holder, but it's empty.
What does my head in?
Who did that?
Yeah, I know, it's so annoying. Or the milk back in the fridge and there's a teeny drop left in it.
Oh, they do that, you know.
Yeah.
So they don't have to wash it out.
Or you empty the dishwasher and you realise, because I rinse everything before I put it in, you've just finished and you find a dirty plate going, oh my God, that wasn't clean. And you have to go fishing through the cups and the glasses and find the ones that weren't clean. That annoys me.
The other one for me is no milk. You go, there's no milk.
Yeah.
Right, you go, because we live in the countryside. The milk trip is half an hour.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Clothes on the floor.
Jackets on the back of chairs. Shoes. Boats. Whoa. Dermot has boats. I mean, we did our utility.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, what do we do? I just had loads of presses and loads of deep drawers that we can throw all the shoes into. You come in, you're tripping over his boots. And like, he has his... farm boots, and then he has his work boots, and then he has his carpenter boots, and then he has his day boots.
I thought he only wears one pair of boots.
Oh, he has loads of boots, and then he's the wellies, so they are always being used daily. So like, he go from his wellies to his work boots and his work boots to his day boots. And I'm like, oh my God, I actually fired them down the backfield one day. I got them and I fired them down the backfield and he came looking for them, and then I calmed down.
Yeah, the rage is gone then.
He had a row and I like threw his shoes way down. I got them, it was so satisfying, pegged them down the backfield. And then I got over myself and calmed down, and the fight was over then. He apologised. And
he knew he was in the wrong.
Then he went looking for his boots and I was like, oh, shite. And it was dark and it was raining. And I was like, I don't know where they are. So I lied. I didn't tell him. I'm a liar. Like, I will not. He's like, you're such a liar. He was like, where are all them hats gone? I said, I brought them into the dry cleaners. Like, they're in the charity bin in the back of the GEA pitch on Monday. I brought them into the dry cleaners because I always wash hats and stretch them. So I said, I brought them in. He's like, you're such a liar. Look at me and tell me the truth. I said, I brought them in. Where is the ticket? I said, it's in the car. Go out and get it. And then he was like, you're a liar. You dumped them, didn't you? And I was like, ah, for God's sake. They're like kids' hats from 4 years ago. But yeah, he had to go. He found them, actually. He found the boots the next day and he went down the field.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and he came in like a lunatic. So then there was another fight.
I don't know how. We turned out little annoying things in life and we managed to turn it into a marital battle. I don't know. Clothes on the floor. News for you. When they get to teenagers, that gets worse.
Yeah, I know.
And they won't move them.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. Clothes left in the washing machine.
Oh, God.
Left. The washing machine is finished for 2 hours and the clothes are still in the washing machine, even though you might have asked somebody to move them out of the washing machine.
I just come with the black bag. The minute they see me with the black bag, I'm like,
know.
I say to them, you've got 10 minutes to get all your crap and bring it down to your rooms. I don't care what you do with it, or I'm coming with the black bag.
Yeah.
And they're still sitting there watching telly, so I'll come in and shake the black bag open. They're just scarpering, throwing things down the hall.
No yeah. hot water.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yes, you go, I'm going to shower.
But ours doesn't take too long to heat
no
up.
No hot water.
My range went out this week.
Oh.
That was a bad day. Dermot rang me. The range has gone out. I was
oh,
like,
God.
What? And like, this one person comes to do the yeah. AGA and it's a big thing. So I was like, I'm telling you now, if you don't get him up here, I'm ringing the other book that you don't really want to come up here. So he said, get me matches. So I went and brought home matches and he got it going.
Oh.
He really is a jack of all trades.
Yeah, he knows everything.
When he's under pressure.
He's great. Butter and the jam.
Oh, yeah, we know that one.
Yeah, we've talked full episodes about that.
Yeah.
Pairing socks.
Oh, my brain, my life. I just don't know where they go.
Well, teenager doesn't just wear odd socks.
I wear odd socks too,
yeah.
all the time.
Just well, why just, would you bother?
Yeah, yeah.
Life is too short
I
to
try to
find a
I don't know why I just don't buy like 1,000 black pairs of socks.
Yeah, just let them off.
Yeah.
For me, one that does my head in is when the shed is locked.
And you go out.
So I'm going out to get the coal and the briquettes. And I've always said about the design of my house, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The shed couldn't be further away
yeah.
for getting the stuff for the fire.
Yeah.
And I get out there and the shed is locked.
So annoying.
Oh, Jesus. The shed being locked is one of the things. But I try and stay calm and zen.
Yeah.
There's some of the little annoying things
Let
that we
know
have.
Your annoying things.
There's loads more, I'm
oh,
sure.
Loads. I mean, there's we'll be here all day.
The safety belt in our car drives Jane mental. I just Beeps. Laugh now anymore because it won't. It just
Sticks.
Won't. Oh, God! It drives
them
mental.
Fancy new cars. You need an old 20-year-old car
it's
like
not,
me.
It's not that fancy. Right. Well,
it's
let
very
me just
fancy.
Let me just check and see.
It's very. David comes in, rocks in his flashy white Audi, and I'm there, like, bumming.
Oh, where's my tiny fiddle? Where's
oh, I'm not looking for sympathy. I love my car.
Yeah, no, it's
a great car.
That car owes you nothing.
Mad Max coming.
I have more stuff, believe it or not, but we're at that time.
For what?
To wrap this thing up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Done.
Already.
So we did a lot of talking about annoying things, tomato soup, and midlife crisis.
Yeah, well, I'll ask you your questions about today's episode at the end. Okay. Quick fire, I've only three.
Okay.
Raw egg or raw fish?
Oh, Jesus, egg. Puke. Cooked fish, I question. I see, I got poisoned really badly with fish years ago.
You'd hop in a raw egg.
Oh, God, would you eat raw fish? Sushi, that's disgusting. That's how you get bacteria in your belly.
But sushi's healthy.
I know, but it's raw.
What if the egg's not cooked?
I know, but that's like, it's all right. They used to put raw eggs into babies' bottles. They were fine, so like. And like, that's what bodybuilders
oh,
do.
Reckon.
They crack loads of eggs in and eat them.
I reckon it would come up. I reckon it would go down. And
like an oyster.
Back up.
Would you have raw fish over raw egg?
I think I would.
Oh, God, no, I wouldn't.
Would you do an oyster?
Never. I did one as a kid. I think it came up. Oh, it would be like a snot. Oh, it'd be like a dinosaur snot.
It's the thought. I had a friend who used to do the raw egg.
If you whisked it and then drank it, it could be nice.
Jesus.
They put is that a Bloody Mary and they put Tabasco sauce in it? Is that something? A hangover cure. Tabasco sauce and a raw egg. And a fat frog and a packet of tape.
Hold on now. You've gone 5 questions ahead of me there. Come back. So what are you asking what's in a Bloody Mary?
Yeah, there's something
Bloody
about
Bloody Mary is an alcoholic drink,
yeah,
which is good for the morning.
And a celery stick. Is there something with the raw egg?
Yes.
And Tabasco, shake of Tabasco.
It's so you get a vodka,
yeah.
Tomato juice,
yeah.
Lemon juice, and there's nothing
egg.
To do with a raw
egg. Oh, right, okay. No, I think that's like a hangover cure, is a raw egg and Tabasco or something. Maybe it's a dream. I had a dream during the week.
I had a dream during the week too.
That's a really good sign. That means that you're sleeping well. You only dream in your, like, the sixth and seventh hour. I learned this on the podcast as I was running. And it's really good because people aren't sleeping anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people who Dermot doesn't dream.
At all.
He doesn't dream at all.
But is it that he just doesn't remember his dreams?
I don't know, because Darth Vader doesn't dream. He's too busy focusing on the Darth Vader in my ear. I nearly bathed him this week.
Jane said I did a big, just as she turned off the light to go to sleep, I went, ah!
Oh my God. I had a dream. I don't think I get sleep paralysis. I think it's a dream.
Okay.
Because I was having a dream. This was a different dream this week. And I couldn't move and I was in my dream. And he woke me up because I was like, because I couldn't move. And he woke me up and I was like, oh my God, I couldn't move. Remember all them times
yeah.
I thought I was getting sleep paralysis. So it must be a state of sleep. But I had a dream this week that this an old lady I met her up the town and she had died the week before.
Hold on, what? Like, so you met the old lady, but she died the week before, but she's up the town.
She's up the town, and it was such a vivid mask? Dream. No, she wasn't. She's really blue eyes. But she had blue eyes in real life. And I was convinced, and then I was talking to Mam, and I was like, I saw Mary, such a one up the town, I thought she died. And then when I said it out loud, I was like, ooh, it was a dream.
It was a dream.
It was a dream, but it was so vivid.
Well, you hear my dream. What? So you were in it.
Oh, God. I hope you had your pants on.
It wasn't one of those dreams.
Good.
You were bringing me someplace. Now, just in my dream, you had a really fancy car.
Did I?
It was like a sports car thing,
maybe,
right?
Have you got a talent? Have you got a fortune telling
talent? I hope not, because the rest of the dream just unravels from there. But so you're dropping me to my parents' house.
Right.
And on the way, I took one of those tests to see if you have the COVID.
Yeah.
And I turn to you and I say, I think I have it. Mm. I think this thing is saying I'm positive.
Yeah.
And you looked at me outside my parents' house, but my parents and Jane is waiting for me outside it. And I went, what am I going to do? And you went, I don't know. Get out of my car.
Did I?
And I went, okay. And then I woke up with me standing, you going, broom, them looking at me going, what's going on? And me going, I'm going to have to tell them.
Oh.
Now, what was that about?
Well, what I take from that, David, are torn. Between whether you want to spend time with me or your family
My
class car or your wife.
Or was it about the car?
Probably about the car. I don't want to get out in a nice car.
Interesting. Ooh. 2 hour mass or 2 hour hike?
Hike.
Yeah, so you'd go up a hill.
Oh yeah, because I'd be moving. I had to sit for 3 hours to get my hair done today. This week, I was like, oh my God, get me out of here. Yeah. Can't cope with sitting still. What would you choose?
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. I'd hike.
Yeah.
I get a bit panicky when I'm in that kind of situation.
I have on more than one occasion, clapped in mass when you're meant to bless yourself.
Oh yeah.
And when you're meant to bless yourself, I've clapped. And when I'm meant to clap, I've blessed myself.
I think that we have an episode about
blessed
that.
Blessed myself at one of the kids' recitals, Christmas recitals. Everyone was clapping and I started blessing myself. Oh God, I'm such a dumbass.
It's 2 hour mass. It's too long. I had this thing, I went through a stage of imagining that I want to get up and leave.
Yeah.
And that I fall.
Oh no.
And that I take out like loads of people while I'm falling. Oh yeah, that became a real thing for a while. So I was like, I can't leave. So I'd be struck by panic in the seat going, oh, I want to leave and I can't leave.
Oh, the more you think about it.
And eventually when I got enough confidence one time, I left in the middle of it. Just get up and walk out.
Got up.
Yeah, just to say, the world isn't going to finish.
Yeah.
Just get up and walk out. Nobody's going to worry about you. They don't care.
The whole church was talking, what's your man?
Oh, look at, I know
I remember being a kid at Christmas. Church was packed and we were at the back of the church because there was no seats. And I was in a lovely little dress. I was only small and Mam had me. And this kid puked.
Oh.
Absolutely all over the place. I remember it was coming out of his nose.
Oh.
It's mad the things you remember. Mam just grabbed me.
Ooh.
It was like, get away from the puking child. You're in a nice new dress.
Yeah. Save the dress.
Save the dress.
At all costs, save the dress. And finally, we're talking about that panicky feeling. What about this one? Stuck in a lift.
Oh God, no. Anything but that.
Or trapped in a public toilet.
Public toilet.
All day.
I kick the door down.
And
it's going to be people. The public are going to be in there with you.
Yeah. A lift would be horrific, wouldn't it be?
Oh God, that'd be so scary. Imagine if you're in the lift and the lift lights went out and you'd no coverage on your phone. Oh Christ, I'd lose my reason.
The lift would be...
Would you rather be... Okay, I have an even better one for you. Trapped in the boot of a car.
Oh Jesus.
Or in a lift. Boot of the car would be off scary. There is a way, apparently, if you go in, you can kick out the light to wave your hand out. If you're ever kidnapped and you're put in the boot of a car, you can kick out the back lights. I've seen it.
Things
and you can put your hand out. So if...
Just driving along the road.
I've seen someone...
Go, there's Dermot.
Oh, that's going out the back. Somebody's waving at us. What hand signal would you do to show panic? Would you be like thumbs down?
What other hand signals are there?
I don't know.
No, because you're doing the action. I need to describe
this
to
listeners. Yeah, if you were driving and you saw somebody waving, you'd be like, okay, that's a bit weird.
So how would you say, I'm in trouble,
please
help me?
I'm in trouble, please help me. There you go, there's a good question. Wave your fist. If you knew sign language, it'd be perfect. You could just do it with onion.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Yeah.
Stuck in the lift, though, would be...
Oh, not nice.
Horrendous. That is our podcast for this week.
Very random chats today.
What have we learned?
I don't know. What have we learned?
Come on now.
We've learned that...
Food-wise, we learned...
We learned about that. Sure, I know all about the food, the soup.
Yeah, you've written down in front of me. Okay. What other stuff did we talk about today?
Your midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah, that's improved.
Your jagacting going on with your underpants.
The dreams, yeah. That's still the midlife crisis.
Yeah, and that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's all we talked about.
Oh, we talked about lots of things.
Alarm clocks, schools, doodling, our training, good footpaths.
Do I have to start making notes now?
Little things that annoy us.
Yeah.
And there was other bits and pieces that we didn't quite get to. You can send us an email at any time.
If anyone has any advice for David on how to stop taking his underpants off and solve the midlife crisis, please do help me, or there may not be another episode. Or there may be with a nice, young, hot 25-year-old presenter.
Oh.
I'm only messing. I won't trade you in yet. Also, we need...
It's no wonder I'm having a midlife crisis. Go on.
I'm keeping you young.
Go on. What?
We also need to ask people to review, because we don't do that enough. So we need to ask people to give us a little review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening on, because that really helps us, because we are getting up the charts. Number three in the charts.
We're hovering around the food charts, yeah, and the arts charts as well.
So your reviews really, really help.
They do. And it helps us, and it gives us... makes us more enthusiastic to come back and talk more poo-poo next week. Thanks for listening. Send an email to sarahbutler@home@gmail.com. Who's looking after those? Is he still looking at those?
Yeah, they're on my phone as well.
She's lying. Or you can follow Sarah on Instagram, and you can find us on Twitter @ butlerpodcast, and we'll see you same time, same place next week.
Bye.
Bye.